I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105, or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, I'm Kevin Will.
Atascadero City Council approves changes to lot on El Camino Real. County Farm Bureau hosting supervisorial candidate form. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 45 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics, solar for savings, battery backup security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The Atascadero City Council unanimously approved changes to the shopping center on El Camino Real to fit three new businesses. The current plans would call for a car wash, a Chick-fil-A, and a commercial Shell. Council approved changes to zoning, driveway design, signage, parking, and lot lines for the area. The San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding a supervisorial candidate form Tuesday, March 31st from 5 to 6:30 p.m., The form will be held at the County Farm Bureau's building, 4875 Morabito Place, San Luis Obispo. The four supervisorial candidates, Jimmy Paulding, Adam Verdon, Jim D'Antona, and Michael Aaron Woody, will be present with a moderator. The event will also be live streamed at slowfarmbureau.org. Roundabout on Vineyard Drive receives insufficient support. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:09.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:10. The temporary roundabout in Templeton on Vineyard Drive and South Bethel Road did not receive sufficient support from the Board of Supervisors for installation. The project would have installed a temporary roundabout at this intersection for 1 year for the purpose of gathering data on safety improvements. The board received several comments in opposition to the roundabout, leading supervisors Heather Moreno and John Pichong to oppose the project.
What I'm really worried about is people's property. Because of the way this is situated, if you haven't been there, and the problem is going to be that it's going to take big chunks of the neighboring four-corner property. I'm not supportive of this. My community is not supportive of this. I will tell you, probably of the 60 or 70 people that I've talked to, run into, or got letters from, no one has told me why they support it in the community. So it is obviously, the community is not for this. I am the representative of the community. I have been for the last 10 years, and I will not be supportive of this today.
The project would have required a 4/5 vote to pass. Supervisor Gibson, seeing there would be no 4/5 approval, had this to say.
Surprises. Opposition to roundabouts always surprises me. They reduce congestion. They improve safety. And I get it. The change is hard. But the I would say, uniform experience of installing them is that while they may have majority opposition going in, they have enthusiastic majority support once they're there, once people can see it.
The board instead voted 4-1 to see if there would be a roundabout installed at another location in the community using similar grant funds. The Pass Ripples Joint Unified School District invites parents, staff, and community members to join Superintendent Jennifer Loftus and Assistant Superintendent of Business Services Brad Pulowski for its next session of Coffee with the Superintendent. This will take place Thursday, March 27th at 8 a.m. in the district boardroom. This month's topic will be on district finances, upcoming projects, and other important business-related topics impacting the district. Coffee with the Superintendent is an open, informal community forum where attendees can ask questions, share ideas, and learn more about district initiatives. Complimentary coffee and donuts will be provided. Yesterday morning, a motorcycle crashed into a vehicle in San Luis Obispo, resulting in a fatal collision. A release from the San Luis Obispo Police Department says that at about 9 a.m., a motorcyclist was traveling southbound on Broad Street and collided with a northbound vehicle that was turning left into Caldwell Street. The motorcyclist sustained major injuries and was transported to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. His identity has not yet been released and will be provided once his next of kin have been notified. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Hornets beat the Kings 134-90, the Knicks over the Pelicans 121-116, the Cavaliers beat the Magic 136-131, the Nuggets over the Suns 125-123. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Pacers, the Warriors will go against the Nets, the Clippers will face the Raptors. In Major League Baseball, the 2026 season begins with a special opening night game tonight with the New York Yankees and San Francisco Giants. In California news, a debate for governor candidates at the University of Southern California was canceled due to mounting criticism that only white candidates had qualified for the event. Of the major candidates, there are 8 Democrats and 2 Republicans, as well as other lesser-known candidates. 5 candidates were invited to the debate. These are Democrats Porter, Steyer, and Stalwell, and Republicans Bianco and Hilton. A California court on Tuesday denied Attorney General Rob Bonta's request to halt the Riverside County Sheriff's Department ballot recount efforts from the 2025 election. Bonta filed a petition earlier this month saying the sheriff's misguided investigation threatens to sow distrust and jeopardize public confidence. The Court of Appeals said Bonta should file his complaint with the Riverside County Court. Gas prices in California continue to climb as the U.S. war with Iran continues. The average in the state has climbed to $5.82 a gallon, slowly approaching its record of average in 2022 of $6.44 a gallon. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:14.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. While cattle market prices are high and prices at the grocery store for beef are high, National Farmers Union Vice President Jeff Kipley says input costs also remain high for producers.
Beef is getting high in the stores. Now, if you look at a percentage of wages, it's not. Compared to the 1970s, we're right on track to what we used to pay for a pound of burger compared to what the average wage is, but it is high. I like to remind people like you do, with the inputs being higher, and also that beef really struggled from about 2014, I should say, to take that back, say about 2014-15, all the way till about 21-22. Those prices were below the cost of production.
Kipley says the financial strain runs deep, with many ranchers taking on long-term debt against the land they already owned to keep operations afloat.
We're seeing a lot of guys get healthy right now, but, you know, it's always one scare away, this worry of a strike happening in a beef plant, and all of a sudden we see the limit down prices for a day or two, and those are, again, just scary situations for a rancher, because most ranchers have one payday a year. If you haven't sold yet and market goes down $20 between now and then, that's a bad feeling. So that's always a concern of mine, just the black swan events that seem to always happen in the cattle industry.
The National Farmers Union's Jeff Kipley.
Ranchers, mark your calendars for the 34th annual Lisco and M. Diamond Angus Bull Sale, Friday, March 27th in Glen Rock, Wyoming. Offering 100 yearling bulls, 18 aged advantage summer bulls, and 8 2-year-old bulls, all PAP tested and suitable for high altitude ranches. Born and bred with the drive to thrive, Lisco and M. Diamond Bulls work in the toughest Wyoming range conditions. Sale time is 1 o'clock with online bidding through DV Auction. For a catalog and sale day directions, visit LiscoMDiamond.com.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The California Bountiful Foundation, a nonprofit research and education arm of the California Farm Bureau, created the Expanding Our Roots mentorship program to connect beginning farmers and ranchers with experienced producers who share practical, real-world knowledge. Through the program, mentors and mentees work through topics such as production, planning, business management, market access, navigating regulations, managing risk, adopting climate-smart practices, and accessing resources and grants. The program continues to grow. To date, 246 farmers from 46 counties have enrolled. Expanding Our Roots serves as a diverse group of producers, including 62 participants who speak a language other than English. Carol Thong of Sonoma County said working with her mentor, Andrew Forcini, a wine grape grower in Sonoma County, helped her better understand vineyard operations and identify ways to reduce costs, helping her make more informed decisions on her operation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 80s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, cloudy on Monday through Wednesday next week, 30% chance of showers on Tuesday and Wednesday. Low 80s Friday and Saturday, mid 80s Sunday, mid 70s Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, 64 a week from today. Currently it is 45 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance, 434-3276, or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
I don't need whole lots of money. I love that song. And actually, it's true. You don't need a lot of money at Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, we have a lot to celebrate. First of all, we're celebrating our third anniversary already. Do you believe that? So by celebrating, I want to say thank you to all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that consistently buy from us. So thank you to them. Thank you to all the repeat customers. And for more celebration, we got slabs and prefabs. Buy one, get one free. We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have 270,000 feet of luxury vinyl. So come on down to 3850 Ramada for tile and slabs and 447 North Main Street for our cabinets and for our luxury vinyl. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks climbing at the open on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials up over 500 points, while the NASDAQ is trading more than 300 points higher. The S&P 500 is up over 70. Oil trading 5% lower this morning. It's under $88 a barrel. But AAA says the nationwide average for a gallon of gas is $3.98. Import prices jumping more than expected in February to its highest level since March of 2022. January was also revised higher. The American dream of home ownership is on hold for many. Mortgage rates hitting their highest level since October, and that has mortgage demand down more than 10%. And Cintas shares up 3% after the workplace products maker reported higher third quarter profit. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Frank Lanza, invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Red Scooter Deli on 6th Street has a patio that you need to check out. Enjoy your favorite Red Scooter breakfast or lunch on the cozy heated patio. Order in person or online. Check out Red Scooter's Grab and Go stock daily with wide selection. Red Scooter Deli serving you fresh food for over 16 years. Red Scooter Deli is at 711 6th Street next to the Pet Center with tons of parking. Go to redscooterdeli.com, open 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount.
Sunny here from the Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles, across the street from the Boot Barn. My dad raised me to understand that capitalism creates freedom. Charity comes from churches and community, not government. Running a small business in California is tough, but I'm thankful for this wonderful community and appreciate your support of the Floral Parlor. Stop buying expired grocery store flowers and see the difference in design and longevity. Make someone's day. Send flowers with no delivery charge when you mention KPRL. Hope to see you soon at the Floral Parlor.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it is brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, 5025 El Camino Real, Atascadero. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, to get going this morning.
Special. Special.
Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on. It's a topic that many may not be aware of, but there is a has been a discussion to increase the boundaries of the San Luis Obispo Harbor District to include the entire county, and that's a way to increase revenue. You'll find out all about that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Also, just a heads up, tomorrow Karen will have on San Luis Obispo County Clerk Recorder candidate Vanessa Rosso on to discuss her candidacy. So enjoy that this afternoon and tomorrow all here on KPRL. Yes, I know that there's a little distortion in the mic. Our engineer is on the way, so I have it down a little bit lower than normal to try to limit the distortion. But we shall carry on, and the phone lines again are open. And here's something I came across about recycling. And of course there is, you have the hazardous waste, the universal waste, the e-waste, and what you can put in bins and what you can't put in bins, or the bins that you're supposed to put certain things in, so forth and so on. And I can't remember if it just goes back to the beginning with the recycling of glass, and then the plastic bottles. But what I came across, again, kind of like with the supersonic jet, is about the recycling, and that much of the plastic that is dropped in recycling bins isn't actually recycled. If you go back a few years, 22% of the plastic collected for recycling was exported out of the United States. And one of the reasons is because the poor quality of plastic material that was introduced into the marketplace. And again, I hadn't thought about it, but Chris, have you noticed, I'm assuming here that you have, plastic bottled water at home?
No, I use a Brita filter, actually.
Okay. Well, I used to. Okay. What I have noticed, and when they're talking about this poor quality of plastic, that it's a lot thinner, and I'm assuming it is recycled plastic that's used, because I have, we buy it by the case. I have it out in the garage, and I always keep like five in my car, or in the truck, and I've just noticed that it's real, real thin. Almost like paper. So that is one of the reasons why a lot of this stuff does not get recycled, because it's not good enough to use. So, there's just a lot of connection here with oil prices and the price of plastic and then the recycled material and so forth and so on. And it's the some kind of resin in the new products and subsidies for five. It's all over the place. It's pretty interesting when you read about it, because you don't think about it. Grab the plastic bottle and go, okay. And I don't know if there's a difference in the quality of the plastic based on the price that you pay for a case or even a bottle. I know the ones that you buy at the airport, which, you know, Chris, again, you do know this, that you go buy bottled water in an airport, it costs $5 or something like that.
That's why I just use the drinking fountain.
Okay, well, I got to have water on the plane. I'm not even going to wait for glorified waiter or waitress to bring me the water. I just like to, sip on it, because that's the only thing I drink on a plane. But it's the ones you buy at the airport, those are pretty sturdy, heavy-duty plastic. As opposed to the one. But anyway, just a little something there on the recycling of the products and so forth. So it's there's more on the way, probably. All right, so we mentioned a little bit about fraud. And if you go back in the state of California, because we're talking about, we talked a little bit this morning about Bonta and his statement about the confidence. You know, people have to have confidence. Well, again, if you're just joining us, a poll indicates that only 17% of the American public, view the government as trusting. And when you see things like this, particularly in California, and we only have to go back just a few years, because if you remember, and that's one of the things that politicians hope we don't do is remember. During the pandemic, how many of you remember that criminals siphoned $32 billion out of California's unemployment system? Did we ever hear what happened with that or who may have been responsible? No. Then we've also have seen millions in SNAP funds diverted by people in recent years here in the state of California. Millions more have been stolen by the ghost students enrolling in California community colleges and pocketing the cash. We brought that up here on the Morning Exchange several months ago. And now most recently, we've seen billions in Medicaid fraud go to non-essential health care for illegal immigrants and hundreds of billions more down the drain for the fraudulent hospice schemes, which I saw something, I forget the kid's name who's out going around the country doing this, but he's in California right now, and it was pretty amazing. I watched it on Fox News last night on the doors and even the places that he went to supposedly that were on the list and were getting money. Now, this is, part of, again, last hour, saying what can we do to make sure that our federal and state dollars are being accounted for? And I don't know. Is it just up to us to demand? Are we going to demand the same people who I have been told that they're supposed to do that anyway? And now somebody wants to introduce legislation. I know it's here in California. It's the No More Scams Act. It's to create a federal interagency task force dedicated to cracking down on waste, fraud, and abuse across government programs. Well, again, I have to revert back to the public, the private sector. You know, if you see things, you keep a pretty tight track of your budget, where money's going to and spending, etc. You're accountable, or people that you entrust to be accountable, they have to be accountable to you. In other words, to simplify it, you have to show receipts. Why do we need a law to demand this? I thought this was in place anyway. And this is money that we continue to pay. And another popular phrase we use is, nobody's held accountable for it. Nobody's held accountable for it. Or we're told, well, we'll look into it, and we very seldom hear anything back. So this is, we need, not the elected officials, we need to put pressure on them to do their job and make sure that they show us the receipts. We have to do this. I mean, folks, we're talking millions and millions and millions of dollars. That's your money. And what do? They keep coming back and asking. Hi, go ahead. You're on here.
Hey, good morning. Do we know, is all of this hospice and daycare fraud, is this federal aid or is it state-funded aid, or is it both?
It's a combination of a lot of it. I mean, both, rather.
So, but hopefully, if Newsom's out, you know, and maybe if we get Sheriff Bianco in as our state governor, I'm sure he'll mobilize something, but seems pretty ridiculous to form another task force, a taxpayer task force, another cost to the taxpayers to try to solve this problem. You're going to throw a bunch of more money at it to likely like you said, no one's held accountable. I don't know. That's a very frustrating issue. I know for myself personally and lots and lots of small business owners and just people in general are just, they don't know what to do. Nobody wants to hand over their money, their tax, pay taxes into this system that's just, bankrupting people. It's absurd.
Well, as I've been alluding to, it's, to me, I know it's needed, but it's absurd we have to go to this to the extent now, but we're going to have to do something. But my concern is, who do you trust to do it?
Right.
Because
it's one of those, people can't trust anybody now.
Well, more so in government than anybody else, because, again, a term we've used a lot is that a lot of these, the things you mentioned, they become cottage industries for people to simply make them money and not take care of an issue or fix a problem.
Yeah, and, I mentioned this on the program once, probably a few years back, but when it comes down to government agency, it's like the military. It's, why have one person do the job when you can get money to pay two and then just never do it or never get it done or do it at a crawl's pace? But, for myself and my experience and being a business owner and having managed people and crews and departments and things over the years, you ask, where do you start? Well, you have to start from the very top. And, Newsom will never be held accountable for anything, and God forbid that he becomes president of the United States. I can't fathom any realistic idea of that man running this country. But anyway, that's a separate subject. But if we got a Republican governor in the spot coming up, you have to start from the top down, and then you go to, it's all a big delegation process. So you start from the top down and work your way down, and you go to the next step down and apply the pressure there. And if they're not doing their job, get them the hell out of there and get somebody in there that's going to do it. And that's the only way to do it, Kevin, honestly.
My assumption here is that government, that they have, there's somebody, whether it's at the county, city, school board level, there's somebody who's in charge of the financials. All right? Mm-hmm. And I know you say start at the top. So why aren't the people at the top going to the people who are supposed to be in charge of, hey, at the end of the month, people need to hand in the receipts for the credit cards that the company handed out or the city, whatever it is, and then reconcile it and justify it? Why isn't that done? Or if it is done, then why is there so much waste and fraud?
Well, we know it's not done. And because if it was, then likely we wouldn't have be in the situation that we're in, unless it's just straight corruption. But, we always in the past would do, you'd review an employee's position and their job description and their responsibilities. And I just feel like in these government agencies, there's just no pressure. There's no deadlines. There's no pressure. There's just do it or don't do it. And never be held accountable. That's obviously what we're seeing.
Well, the other.
But I don't know what there's any other way to suggest, Kevin. You have to start at the top and work your way down. In the auditing, the public should be, and maybe they are. They're privy to audits and to see how monies are taken in and how they're spent. But it takes me back to this inclusionary housing issue that we have with building permits and things that are going on. You know, as a builder, you go in and apply for a permit, and then they extract this big chunk of money based on the square footage of this residence you want to build. And you ask yourself, okay, how did they spend this money? And so, obviously, that money is spent providing a job and a pension and benefits for somebody who's in charge of or participating in that job description. But I've also been told that a lot of that money comes in and then is distributed to NGOs, nonprofit organizations, non-government organizations that take that money and, you know, put it towards different programs. But I also know that in these NGOs and nonprofit organizations, that a very small percentage of that money they take in actually needs to go to the charity or the, you know, whoever's receiving the funds. And so that money, I would speculate that that money is being squandered away as well.
Well, a key for me is in the last, I don't know, again, I'll just throw out a year, say 10 years. Isn't it interesting or somewhat suspicious of how many NGOs have popped up around the United States?
Yeah, absolutely, because it's a gateway to just getting money for and not having to pay it back, or there's always a loophole or a way around it. During COVID, Kevin, they were giving money to everybody.
Yep.
And, you know, I know a lot of local businesses that got money that didn't even need it. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry filed for unemployment. Every business owner, not everyone, I didn't personally, but applied for COVID relief. And in the construction world, you know, there was this big fear that, you know, everything was gonna tank, and it came close to it. I mean, I remember the day before. Well, they were gonna shut down the concrete plants, and you know, we were all talking and looking at each other and just saying, "This is it. We're done." And kind of like how things happened back in 06 and 07 in the big downturn. It's like one day it was great, the next day it was over, and that was a painful decade, let me tell you, to get through. But, you know, they were going to shut down the concrete plants, and that was it. And then suddenly the next day, they kept it open. And because the, you know, construction became an essential, you know, need, and every contractor benefited from COVID, honestly, because people were, you know, you had a lot of out-of-towners that were working remotely, had second homes in the area, and then suddenly they wanted to remodel their house or remodel their yard or do this and that, and it got busier. You know, there was no downturn in construction. It got busier. But I'll tell you what, that didn't stop a lot of these companies from applying for COVID relief. And all you had to do was show that you had employees, and they gave it to you. The worst part, Kevin, even worse, was the second round. You know, some years later, they gave a state, I don't remember if it was a contributed wage tax or employee payroll tax refund. So every penny of payroll tax that you as a business owner contributed to the state, because, you know, as an employer, you do a payroll tax. Mm-hmm. Whatever your employee pays to the state, you match it.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that. But they gave that money back to business owners if you asked for it. Anyways, it was crazy, Kevin.
Yeah, no, it was, and I know some business owners who did what you did. They didn't want to do this for several reasons. One, it was wrong, but the other is they didn't want the government nosing around their business. Now, it's not the assumption that they were crooked. They just didn't want anything to do with government, period, other than what they have to.
Yeah, you know, it's not just the government. There's a lot of different insurance companies too that you have to deal with as a business owner that have these auditing rights. You know, they'll come in, or I get audited every year for my liability insurance I have for 20 something years. And you know, these people come in and sit down in your office, and they get to look at everything.
I had a bank that we had a loan with going back a few years. They would call every couple of whatever and ask me if we're still in business and are we at the same location.
So yeah,
we're making deposits twice a week. Of course, we're still in business. We didn't pick up the building and move the radio station to Alaska. I get that, you know, in the scheme of things, people are, well, what's the big... It's just the nonsense that you have to deal with.
Yeah,
I mean, even that two-minute phone call to me is a waste of my time.
Exactly.
You bring your sorry ass down here and see if the building is still here. You know that we're still in business because we're putting deposits in. So knock the crap off.
Yeah,
all right, we're way up against it, but I appreciate your phone call.
Take care.
All right, bye. Heading this way.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The temporary roundabout in Templeton on Vineyard Drive and South Bethel Road did not receive sufficient support from the Board of Supervisors for installation. The project would have installed a temporary roundabout at the intersection for 1 year for the purpose of gathering data on safety improvements. The project did not receive the 4/5 vote, and the board instead voted to see if a roundabout could be installed elsewhere. The County Farm Bureau will be holding a supervisorial candidate forum Tuesday, March 31st from 5 to 6:30 p.m. The forum will be held at the County Farm Bureau's building, 4875 Morabito Place, San Luis Obispo. The four supervisorial candidates, Jimmy Paulding, Adam Verdon, Jim D'Antona, and Michael Aaron Woody, will be present with a moderator. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 53 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Homeland Security shut down. The human impact goes beyond security. Hearings on Capitol Hill as the new DHS director tries to wrangle Democrats like Senator Chuck Schumer demanding ICE reform to approve funding.
We have to rein in ICE and stop the violence. We need reform.
But ICE is already funded, and it's TSA, Coast Guard, Secret Service, and FEMA paying in pain. The TSA director will testify. Unpaid workers missing payments, facing fines and eviction. Some agents sleeping in their cars to save gas money, as some security lines exceed 4 hours. President Trump says Iran sent a present that shows he's talking to the right people, sending a 15-point peace plan to end the war via Pakistan. New Mexico jury finds Meta misled users about the safety of Facebook and Insta and failed a state law to protect children from predators, fining Meta $375 million. America's listening to Fox.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes, so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, or replacement. Get it done by the pros. Sunny today, mid-80s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the upper 40s. And then for your Thursday, some clouds and sunshine, low 80s. Same Friday, Saturday,
mid-80s sunny on Sunday. Then we'll get some clouds, mid-70s Monday. Tuesday, a chance of showers, about a 50%. Low 60s, mid-60s, maybe some showers, about a 50% a week from today. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, right on the nose, 7 a.m., 7:19 p.m. We are at 54. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah.
Calendar is brought to you by the fine folks out there at Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. Great meals at a reasonable price. From the Heart Animal Sanctuary invites the community to visit the animals on Saturday, March 28th from 11 till 1. And, of course, this helps out all the fine work they do there. This sanctuary is dedicated to rescuing, rehabilitating, providing forever homes for marginalized animals, including Siberian Huskies, as well as those surrendered due to owner circumstances. And again, it's taking place this Saturday, the 28th, from 11 till 1. So help out. They've been doing work for quite a few years. Let's see here. It is the Financial Peace University. They're having their classes again. This is a 9-week class teaching God's and Grandma's way to handle money. It's not just a get out of debt class, but you will learn how to make a budget, save for college and retirement, and you will learn about insurance and how to leave a legacy for your children. Let's see here. You can go to maverickchurch.org for more information. And again, these classes are coming up. They start April 8th and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, 6 till 8. So get on board. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant. And anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Okay, on this Wednesday, we have Darren Friedel, Leanne Ross, Shane Hyatt, Mitzi Davis, John Tubb, Ron Aiken, Joyce Clark, Leo Martinez. Leo, haven't seen you at the gym in a while. Bill Reed's having a birthday. I've seen him. Not at the gym, though. And John Moronis. So those are your local celebrities. On my right-hand side, some people you may have heard of. Let's see here. Got to go through quickly here. I don't know if there's Ed Begley, 1901, the actor, 1970. Dutch Leonard, David Lean, the director, Bridge on the River Kwai, 1908. 1991, Dutch Leonard, baseball, 1909, 1983. Howard Cosell, 1918, 1995. The sister of James Cagney, Jean Cagney, 1919-1984. Eileen Ford, the model agency, 1922-2014. Mr. James Lovell Jr., the astronaut, 1928-2025. Johnny Burdett, dreaming, I'm always dreaming, 1934-1964. Oh, this guy was good. Hoyt Axton, 1938-1999. Anita Bryant, 1940-2024. Aretha Franklin, Lady Soul, 1942. She passed away in 2018. Reginald Dwight, you know him as Elton John, 1947. Who else do we have? I'm trying to see here. Tom Glavin, Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher. He was a good one, 1966. Debbie Thomas, figure skater, 1967. And I believe that is it. Yep, that is it. All right, real quick here, because we're out of time. Who passed away on this day? The one and only Buck Owens, 2006. Nancy Walker, 1992. And I think that is it. That's it. All right. Going to the top of the list today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Lady Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. Atascadero City Council approved changes to the shopping center on El Camino Real to fit new businesses. The current plans would call for a car wash, a Chick-fil-A, and a commercial Shell. Yesterday morning, a motorcycle crashed into a vehicle in San Luis Obispo, resulting in a fatal collision. San Luis Obispo police says that at about 9 a.m., a motorcyclist collided with the vehicle, turning left on Broad Street, and the cyclist sustained major injuries. They later died at a local hospital. Details of these and other stories coming up.
Plenty of sunshine today. Highs in the mid-80s. It's 55 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
Aretha won 18 Grammys out of her 44 nominations, including the first 8 awards given to Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. And also, she was the first female artist to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. What a career for the lady from originally Memphis, Tennessee. She was 76 when she passed away in 2016 in Detroit. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.